Welcome to the podcast.
Author Tony Lodge.
I'm Tony. This is Ryan.
You're not
future
Tony.
Dad.
You are author Tony.
Author Tony Lodge. Future dad Ryan.
Thank you.
We are calling the UK.
Lauren Berry.
Oh my God. I thought that she'd already answered. I was like, Lauren, that's quick. Quick off the mark.
Hello.
Lauren!
Oh, Lauren, how are you doing?
Oh my God. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are well. Excellent.
And Lauren, will you approve the podcast?
Yeah. Of course I'll approve the podcast.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Lauren from Darlington, UK, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, and I don't know how much other people need to hear this, but Tony has refused to tell me what happened on Christmas Day until now. So I personally am aching to hear this.
Well, I mean, you've been waiting since last year, isn't it? You're not being very Riz is what I'll say about that.
Fuck, I didn't say that yesterday. But first, and I've just realised we're going to open up an opportunity for you to keep making that hilarious joke. Things you can say at New Year's. Is it New Year's Eve or during New Year's or at
I
New Year's?
I just said like at New Year's because I feel like it's kind of, that time.
Yeah.
Also, can we just add that we know it's not Tuesday today. We know it's Wednesday.
Whoa, scandal.
Just because people might go, oh, this is on the wrong day.
Telling people what days are which, out.
In.
Out. But this is things you can say during New Year's and also in the bedroom.
Oh, shield your eyes while I pop this. You know when you're doing the champagne? Hide your eyes.
Now I'm a bit older, I struggle to stay up until midnight. You know how it is. And there are drugs for that, I'm aware.
That works for
both. Yeah, that's the segment.
Nice.
The segment, the reason it's funny is because it works for both. Yeah. In for 2023, explaining jokes.
Fuck, it's packed in here and we paid $70 to get in.
What a ripoff.
New Year's, can I just say, do you know what's out for 2023?
Yeah.
Using New Year's as an excuse for things to cost like 20 times the price of what they're worth.
It's like, what is this, a wedding?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Like, so you pay 20 times the price to get in somewhere. Ubers cost fucking $50 billion more dollars than they should. You know, all that.
Yeah, fuck, no, that's
Yeah, out. Thank you.
Such a big build-up for such a bitter disappointment.
Have you heard that one before?
Yeah. Been flirting for ages and for this?
For this?
Really?
You get so excited, you pay all that money. Oh, I might actually just have a shower first. Haven't had one since last year.
I think I'm going to open that door because it's getting sweaty and that's not one of them.
Am I turning you on? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to cost a fortune for a ride tonight. All booked up.
The surge is on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom! 2023, here I come.
We've been doing this since last year. We've been fucking since last year.
Hey, Tony.
Hey?
I'm going to fuck you into next year. And I hate myself for leaning into your shit jokes.
Now that it's the 4th of January, it would actually be.
Quite a long time. Yeah. Actually, probably quite painful for both. I'm all involved.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. And it's not from all that cheap champagne. Gagging on New Year's.
Better cover the dog's ears. He fucking hates this.
They do panic, don't they?
During
fireworks.
During the fireworks.
Yeah. During the display. Oh, you can light up my sparkler.
And how? This year, I'm going to spend a lot more time in the gym. Jim being the twink that lives down the road.
J-I-M.
Jim Rossington.
Oh, I want you to burst inside me like a midnight firework.
Tell me what you really think. Buy me a drink first.
See you in September. 9 months.
2023, more like 2022.
More like 2023, dicks in my ass. Ah!
Now, this one is like a, I wouldn't say a sad realization, but definitely a different change in lifestyle that I personally have experienced.
Okay.
I used to do this at music festivals with strangers, and now I do it with my wife at home. And I'm all about it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it's my choice.
Yeah.
Which is a different stage of life.
Yes. Yeah. You own a house now.
Yeah. Well, you did it with my wife at New Year's as well.
I did, yeah.
Or was she not in while you were?
No, she was.
Okay.
I hope that your New Year's resolution was to eat more.
It was.
Lucky me.
I'm all about personal growth and balance and flexibility. And this time next year, I hope to be in a totally different position.
Not work-wise, because obviously...
No.
Oh, okay. No. Just sexually. I can change it up.
Yeah.
I'll work on the flexibility as well.
Hi, I'm Lauren from Darton, UK, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on the show.
Tomorrow.
I once again found myself in a shopping centre, probably needing to ask for help, but being the stubborn male that I am, thought, no, I won't lower my colours to let them know that I'm in trouble. I'll just push on and see how I go.
How'd that go for you?
Not well.
Yeah, okay.
Not well.
Great.
But that's tomorrow on the show.
Just before we get to my harrowing Christmas tale, a big thank you to a few of our champion tarpers.
Yep.
Emma, Mackenzie Carter. Good on you, Mackenzie. Thank you. Lewis Gorry, Bruni, and Jessica Demily. Fucking good on ya.
Thanks, Demily.
Love that.
And see you if you're in Melbourne on January 21.
January 21 for some hot, fun garbage.
Our hot, fun garbage truck will be at St Kilda Beach.
Woo.
Saturday morning the 21st. We'll see you down there. All the details in. There's a little event in our Facebook group.
There is. Yep. All the information's in the show notes. You can find it all there as always.
But Tony, how's your Christmas, mate?
Okay. So I feel like I just need to paint a little bit of
please,
a picture first.
Please.
So Torbs and I, my boyfriend, we've been together for like 9 years.
Yep.
All of our family's in WA.
Mm.
Oh, and my sister lives in Darwin. So, like, none of my immediate family is in Melbourne.
And is it fair? I didn't realise flights around Christmas time.
Ridiculous. Because it's, well, not only is it Christmas, but it's like school holidays.
Raised.
So everything is just
triple the
right
price. It's a, yeah.
We paid once to get home to Perth for Christmas. I think our flights were like $2,000 return.
Each.
Yes.
So you save all year,
yep,
just to be able to go home for Christmas. Then you come back in January and you're like, okay, we'll start again from zero.
Literally.
Yeah.
And that's like all we could afford to put away from for a holiday.
That's right, yeah.
So then you haven't really had a holiday because when you go and visit fam.
It's not a holiday.
It's not a holiday. And it's not because of your family, but like you spend the whole time catching up with people you haven't seen for ages.
Yep.
You get home, you're broke.
You're
you haven't eaten a vegetable for 2 fucking weeks.
No.
And like you're more tired than you were when you finished work in December.
So you said, not this time,
so mate. We'd only not long gotten Pippa as well.
Oh,
so we
course,
were like,
yeah,
oh, we didn't really want to send her to a kennel so soon after getting her. And last year we couldn't afford to get home and COVID was still a thing and all of that. So we spent Christmas with Jane's family,
oh,
my friend
course,
Jane in Albury. But this year we couldn't go home. We couldn't go on holiday. So we were like, cool, we're going to spend Christmas Day at home, Torbs, Pippa and I.
Yep.
And we really wanted to make sure that it was like a choice and not just sad.
Yep.
Like we didn't want it to be like, oh, we don't have anyone else, we'll just hang at home.
Yep.
Like you offered us to come on Christmas Day.
Thank you for
my
saying.
Friend Sam offered us to go for his family.
Yep.
Jane's family invited us again.
Yep.
But we just thought, you know what, maybe we'll just do something at home, the three of us.
Yep.
How lovely. But because we wanted to make it like a choice, we were like, let's start our own tradition.
I love this.
Because that's quite fun.
Yeah.
And then, again, it's a choice, not like, oh, we've kind of accidentally ended up on our own on Christmas.
But starting a new tradition, it's like something you've created. And yes. Then in 10 years, you'd be like, yeah, we've been doing this for ages. We always do this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Or then even next year, if we come to your house for Christmas, we go, oh, but we always do this thing in the morning.
Perfect.
The thing that we decided on was taking our French bulldog, Pippa, who's one,
yep,
to the beach.
And is on there Christmas anything morning more Australian
than going to the beach on Christmas
Day? Beach
morning
on Christmas Day. And exactly. It was a beautiful day as well.
It was a lovely day.
Yep.
Like I said, Pip is a French bulldog, mm-hmm, so she's not very good in the heat.
No.
So we were like, cool, we'll go early in the day,
yep,
when it's not too busy and not too hot.
Perfect.
So we decided we'll head down to Port Melbourne Dog Beach,
yep,
at around 8 a.m. And we woke up at like 7:30,
yep,
packed everything that we needed. I've got no fucking idea how parents do this. So we get, normally if Torbs and I were going down to the beach, it's, yeah, like a towel and that's it.
Yeah. Got your wallet? Sweet.
Oh, my God. We've got water bottles, towels, Pippa's life jacket, snacks for her, her harness, her lead. Like, it's a whole fucking palaver of, like, shit that you have to take to the beach when you got kids.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's like with human kids. Yeah. Fucking fuck that right off. Like, I honestly, I have no idea. Like, hats fucking off.
So, hang on. Kids aren't for you and Torbs.
No.
And so not that you were thinking that way anyway, but before you'd even left for your first excursion with a dog, you're like, just to reconfirm, yeah, just to really lock this
just
in and
see. Just to make sure we're doing this.
It's a big fucking no from us.
Yeah, literally. Like, yeah, it just, okay, cemented that further.
Yeah, okay,
exactly,
great,
right.
Great, great, great.
We kind of woke up and got straight in the car, which was the first mistake.
Oh.
She weed in my brand new car.
In the Audi?
Uh-huh.
Does she fucking know she's in an Audi? That little rich bitch has had it too good for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not take her to the park for a little whittle first?
Well, so normally she like, because we've got like a courtyard.
Our courtyard.
About six courtyards.
Botanical gardens.
It's actually about to be on Architectural Digest.
Yeah.
It's like we have two dog potties in the backyard.
Yep.
So she normally just like takes herself out whenever she, yeah, needs to go. Like, we always open the door up for her and she's all good.
Because when I come around and cuddle her, she has been known to pee at the door because she's excited. Was she excited to be in the car? Because some dogs like cars. And maybe she's like, we're going somewhere, I'm excited.
So I think because we kind of got up and left straight away, I think maybe she was a bit anxious. It was first thing in the morning,
yep,
so she hadn't maybe done her morning wee.
Okay.
She
is
normally
good,
pretty good in the car. She weed in the car.
Okay.
I had like a cover down, like a back seat cover, yeah, and I was like, and Torbs goes, Tony, I'm so sorry. She's weed in the car. And I went, it's okay. These things happen. Like, you put a dog in a car, like, obviously these things can happen. I kind of kept it together. And I was like, you know what? We're out. We're having fun. Cars can be cleaned.
Can I play the role of narrator?
Sure.
First cracks.
Starting to show.
Starting to show.
As soon as
Tony says, it's actually fine.
No, I know. I literally was about to say it.
The first cracks started to the vein on her forehead slowly became slow.
Starts to pop.
Okay,
prominent.
Okay, so that fine. It's so, fine.
No,
we're going to the beach. It's fine.
Okay, so let me just level with you here. It wasn't even, oh, it's fine. I was like, fuck. If that's the worst thing that happens today.
famous last words.
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
So I'm like, okay, she's pissed in the car.
Yep.
It's all good.
Yep.
We've got a cover down. I'm sure it's not
fine.
That bad.
It's fucking Christmas.
But
let's
then we realised that in the back seat with her was like her lead and her harness. So we're like, okay, we're obviously not going to put her fucking harness on her covered in her own piss. Like,
no,
that's fucking
that's
nasty.
Yeah.
So I tipped water out of my Frank Green water bottle, mm-hmm, and like rinsed it off and then like popped it on her.
Lovely.
All good.
Do you use all of the water?
No.
Okay.
No. That's not really part of the story, but great call.
Yeah, okay.
No, it wasn't all of it. I mean, this holds so much. Grab her out of the car,
yep,
walk like through the scrub,
yep,
and down past the grass straight to the beach.
Yep.
Torbs is holding the two bags and the fucking millions of towels and the fucking,
yep,
snacks and the harness and the fucking whatever. And I was holding Pippa on the lead.
Gotcha.
She like sprints down through the sand because she loves a run. Like, she,
yep,
loves being off the lead, but we had her on the lead because we didn't want her to go straight into the fucking ocean.
Yep.
Sail to Tasmania. And so she fucking runs into the ocean and I'm like, oh my God, First year, new tradition. She loves it.
She fucking loves it.
She sprints into the ocean.
Yeah.
Happy as fucking Larry.
Yeah.
Realizes she's in the ocean.
Yeah.
Chucks the absolute shits, runs back out. We can't get her back in. She hates it. She hates the ocean.
What? What happened in that 2 seconds?
No one's hated the beach more ever in their life.
Really?
She fucking hates. So she sprinted into the water.
But what happened when she was in there?
Well, I guess she just realized, like, oh, that's cold and wet. Wasn't expecting that. And I was in there with her, so yeah. I thought that that would be fine. She didn't like
it. She didn't like it.
I'm sure that there's like a better way. But because she just ran in, I was like, she loves being in the bath, all of that.
Not for her.
I just assumed it would be fine.
Not for her.
She did not like it.
Was she wearing a life jacket?
She wasn't yet because I was hot. And she walked into the ocean like probably up to like the bottom of her chest, like her chest wasn't in the water.
And she only got little legs. That's not very deep.
No. So she, it wasn't
like a little puddle.
I was right there. Like it was all good.
Yep.
We were thinking, oh, my God, we're on to a winner here. Very proud parents. Split second, that's over. She fucking hates it. She sprints the other way, like pulling me on the lead.
Right, back to shore.
Back to the sand where Tours was. So instantly she's like covered in a little bit of water, shitloads of sand. And she's just like, no, Mum, like I will not go back in there. And then I picked her up and I just like was walking in the ocean and she didn't like that either. Okay. And I was like, okay, she's not
she's
a fan
made
of the
a
beach.
Decision.
We were probably there all up for about 7 minutes.
What?
Like she was not.
But hang, but even if not the ocean, did she like the sand?
Because then she was wet, and she didn't like the sand like
sticking
to
her.
It.
Were there other dogs she could play with and talk
there
to?
There wasn't any other dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Like we actually didn't see another dog there.
Really?
Nah.
Did you definitely go to the dog beach?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, you would have checked the maps twice. I don't doubt that.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're there for about 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
And I said to Torbs,
did you eat the food?
No.
Because for weeks in advance, you were preparing different meals that would travel well.
So I put croissants in the oven and did Mercy Valley cheese with Christmas ham in the croissants.
That sounds incredible.
It is.
And am I about to find out that you didn't eat that?
So I didn't eat it at the beach. We ate it when it was soggy back at home after we eventually got home.
7 minutes.
7 minutes at the beach. And I said, all right, look, she's not into it. And that's I wasn't like trying to force her into it. I was like, I thought she'd love it. We just felt, Torbs and I, like we'd failed as parents. We were like, we thought she'd love this so much.
Yeah.
And then we were like, have we tried to plan something for us and not for her? And we just felt really bad.
Yep.
Anyway, it didn't really work out. And I was like, you know what we'll do? Let's just chuck her in the car. We'll just go to the dog park and let her have a run off the lead before it gets too hot for 20 minutes or something.
Burns some energy off.
And then we'll just go home.
Okay.
She's like getting anxious and a bit like fucking over it.
Yeah.
We're like, yep, let's go. We'll do that. We're walking to the car. I'm like brushing the sand off her belly and stuff. Pop her in the car. I'm like, cool. I keyed in the GPS like to the dog park. And Torbs goes, and I go, what? I'd already started driving. The GPS lady's going, turn right in 3 meters. Torbs goes, Pippa has just shat in the back of the car.
And was it?
It wasn't full, no.
No.
Nah.
Okay. Can I hypothesize here?
Mm-hmm.
She's ran into the ocean.
Yeah.
She's taken a huge drink of what looks like water and then has discovered it is salt water. And that's why she didn't like it, because it tastes like shit. But then what does salt water do?
Gives you a sick tummy.
Dehydrates the fuck out of you, and it goes, am I spewing? Am I pooing? I don't care. It's fucking on.
Mm-hmm. And it was on. In the back of my piss-filled car. My brand new piss-filled car, might I add.
Yeah. Suddenly pissing in the car
seems just like the best thing she could have done. And she shat in the back of the car just as I was getting onto the highway.
Oh, so there's no pulling over.
I can't pull over.
Fuck. And you can't. Okay, so we don't want to get too graphic here, but
I can't stop a dog from walking around. And what happens when you, like, maybe step in poo and then walk elsewhere? So the poo's moving around.
And you can't, like, pick the poo up and just throw it our way, because it's not something you can pick up, right?
No.
It's
No.
And so she's just, like, marching it up and down the back seat?
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Yep. And so she's shat on the CityLink in the back of my car.
Fucking hell. And you still ate those croissants, though.
So Torb's got, they were in the boot, thankfully.
Thank God. Yeah,
they were safe. Yes. So Torb's just got, and I was like, oh. And I just, like, straight away, I'm like, fucking cherry on top. Do you know what I mean? It's about 8:30 a.m. on Christmas Day.
Fuck, it's a rough start. Did you, windows down? Did it stick, like?
It didn't really smell. Well, as you know, I can't smell at the moment.
Good.
Because I think I got
long COVID.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's really paying dividends, to be honest.
Yeah, so I haven't smelled anything in about 4 months. So it might have smelled, but I couldn't tell.
Right.
And my eyes were stinging, but
I was crying for some reason.
And I felt bad because she's in the back seat and Torb's like, do you want me to pick her up and hold her? And I was like, no.
Don't bring that shit up to the front, son. Leave it in the back.
Because I was like, he'll get covered in shit. She's just going to fucking flick shit around.
Yeah.
And I was it's fine. God, so then we couldn't even take her to, because all I wanted to do was do something special for her. And so then we
How was your mood at this stage?
I was actually just like,
what are you going to do?
What can I do? Yeah. Like, I literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Of all the things to happen, it's not a big deal, but it was just like, you are fucking kidding me. Like, three things just like all in the same half an hour, like fucking going wrong. And then on the way home, we'd planned to stop at the 7-Eleven and get ice.
Okay.
And I was like, well, we can't do that now. So then we obviously like went all the way home, unpacked the entire car. I grabbed the thing, like sprayed it with the hose, like the cover, sprayed it with the hose in the backyard, leave it in the sun. And I'm like, great. Now I have to get back in the car, go to the fucking 7-Eleven. It was just a bit of a fucking mare.
Fuck.
But the whole day was great.
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Except, so we also bought Pippa a shell pool for her birthday, which was just before Christmas.
Yep.
And so we were like, cool, in the backyard, she'll be able to soak in that. Yep. She hates that too.
Is she?
She doesn't like the water turned down.
Well, does she think that that's also salt water?
Maybe.
Because BJ.
No, she was licking that.
Because BJ, we used to have a dam in Beaufort.
Yeah.
And he could drink that and run in it.
Oh.
And so his brain went, oh, big bodies of water, drinking.
Drink, yes. All good. Yeah.
And then he went to the beach and was like,
he's like, who's fucked this up?
Yeah, and so maybe it's the opposite. She's gone, oh, water. No, that's not something we like.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
That's a shame.
So we filled up her shell pool and she wasn't into that either. It was great for Torbs and I. We could dip our feet in it.
Yeah, it's not
outside.
Yeah.
So that was quite
good. Put ice in it?
No, but we did fill it up with water from inside because our hose is like fucking bore water, like for the garden, so you can't even fill it up with the hose. So we're ferrying pots of water out to the backyard.
Like, should have ferried it in Pippa.
Yeah, we should. You know what? We just really, So taking suggestions for what our tradition could be.
Okay, I was going to say, my next question was going to be, is this tradition out?
Yeah, it's out for 2023.
So you're open for new ideas.
Open for new ideas, yeah.
I feel like, the intentions are so good. It is a great idea.
It just didn't.
Poor little Pip.
Yeah.
Shitting in the back of an Audi. Lucky. I think there is a silver lining here, and that is the dog cover mat thing that you've got in the back seat.
It turned out best $40 I've ever spent on Amazon.
That's doing God's work back there.
Yeah, I could influence those, that's
really
for sure.
Really doing some heavy lifting.
Yeah, it was.
I'm sorry that worked
out. Oh, you know what? These things happen. Sometimes these things happen and it's fucking all it was a bit of hose in the backyard. Like it's fixed. It's all good.
It's good.
But it was more just the devastation of being like, we just tried so hard to like make it perfect and it was shit.
How does Pippa feel knowing that she ruined Christmas?
No, she didn't. She could never.
You didn't say that?
She's fine.
You ruined Christmas!
Well, after she did the poo, she was happy.
They always are.
So I said to Torz, I was like, obviously we just like got going too quickly in the morning. She couldn't have her wander around and her sniff outside and do her wee and her poo. Yep. And
she's the same. Remember when we got up early and did that road trip?
Yep.
And my bowels just weren't ready.
You just weren't ready to go yet.
So we had a 9-hour drive and about 3 minutes in, I was like, pull over.
Yep, we need to stop. And then about 4 minutes after that and about four minutes after that. But then you got going after that.
You got a bit of a rhythm.
Yeah.
Okay, me and Pip very alike.
Yeah. You are actually.
I'm sorry that.
Oh, mate. You win some, you lose some. But so every time you went, how'd she go? I went, I just can't.
Because
it just all went fucked. It wasn't as if I could go, she loved this bit.
That's what I was fishing for every time I asked. I'm like, well, if you can't tell me like the bad bit, just tell me the good bit. And now I know, well, in when she shat herself and you're only there for 7 minutes. That doesn't leave much time for good stuff.
For good stuff to happen, exactly. I didn't even get to go for a swim. Like, so
that's just so annoying.
Yeah. So we went all the way to the beach early in the morning. We didn't even get to have a dip ourselves. Yeah. Like, just the hot, like, oh my God.
You know how you said in is like being honest?
Yeah.
I tell you what you could have easily done,
yeah,
which a lot of people would have done and been dishonest. She's hating it. You're fucking there for 7 minutes. You could have taken a great snap and been like, first Christmas at the beach. You know what I mean? And no one would have known.
Thing That's from what my I mean. Mind.
But like, no one would have known the difference. And I would have seen that picture and been like, good on you, babe.
100%.
Yeah, you said you were going to go to the beach. Look how great it looks.
There's the evidence.
Beautiful day, blue water, yeah. Sun's out. Fucking no one shitting themselves in an Audi. What a great look.
That's actually, oh my God, social media is fake. You don't know who's just shat in an Audi.
If I had a dollar for every time I'd said that.
That's in for 2023.
Yes. What, shitting in Audis?
No, knowing that knowing someone has. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Don't pose that shit. I know you're just shatting an Audi. I've got it. You'll have to see it.
Yep.
Famously, What is the best place to get a croissant in Melbourne?
My house with the Christmas ham in the Mersey Valley.
Second best then.
Okay. Loon.
Of course.
Yeah.
It was created by this lady called Kate Reid.
Yeah.
You've heard about Kate Reid, obviously.
Yes, she just released a book.
Yeah, maybe that's why there's a few articles about her over summer and stuff.
Yeah.
You know those summer reads in the newspapers
and stuff? Did you know she used to be an engineer?
So this is my love to see.
Oh, my God. Yeah, insane.
I'm reading about her because I'm like, she's created this unbelievable croissant business in Melbourne. They've now got multiple locations. And it goes, find out more about Kate. I'm like, how good is this? So I start reading.
To paint the picture of Loon, you have to line up for about 40 minutes to even get a croissant.
Yeah. And
like, the lines are always up the street.
And apparently the first one, she's like, I do 200 croissants a day. And I nail them, and once they've got, that's it. It's 200 a day.
Oh, my God.
And then her brother came on and said, like, I know, because she's basically like, if I churned out 1,000, they wouldn't be perfect.
Yep.
And her brother came involved with the business, like, oh, like, if you want to, like, if you only sell 200 a day, there's only so far this business can go. Like,
yep.
So they've created process and stuff. She used to be a Formula One engineer, and you can imagine, like, the stress of that. And she said it's strangely isolating, because even though you're in a big team, you're like, on the computer screen,
you're
and
so
focused
keyed into
on
what you're
so
doing.
Little detail.
Yeah.
That she used to come home at the end of the day and just bake as her like switch
decompress.
Off. Decompress. Oh, stressed. I mean, looking at a computer screen, I'm just going to get home and I'm going to bake. And then she finds this place in Paris and they do these epic croissants. So she says to the guy, unpaid, I want to work with you for a month. I just want to learn everything about croissants. I just love croissants.
Very Julie and Julia. Yeah.
Very Julie and Julia start the blog. So then she says to herself one day, if I can engineering
nice.
The best cars in the world,
yeah.
Why can't I engineer the best croissant in the world?
Oh.
And then she does the thing. And I'm just reading this being like, could I love to see this
I was going to say, that would get your motivational dick so hard. Like, I know that that's a very you story.
My mo dick, for short, is firm.
Yeah.
But Kate Reid, Loon, books out.
Just
croissants.
Amazing.
I mean,
yeah. The book is beautiful as well. It's like a really lovely book. Yeah. Aesthetic.
Yeah. But I just love the,
the story.
The Julian. Yeah, you're right. It's a start the blog story.
It
really,
is a start the blog story. Yeah.
But when you go, sometimes when people are too smart, I don't like that. You know, and you're just like, oh, fucking righto.
And that's on fragile masculinity.
Yeah. But for some, and she's done well to dodge that, to be honest.
Oh, totally, yeah.
But some way she's found the way through and she's fucking hit me right in the sweet spot. And I was like, fucking good on you, son.
I think as well, it's like really important to have something that you enjoy doing to decompress you after like an intense day.
Absolutely.
Like, it doesn't always have to turn into a business, but like having something you like to do for you.
Yep.
Like, obviously, Kate just like loved doing that for herself so much.
Yeah.
You know, I just, I'd like that.
Yeah. And also 10 years after working and I assume earning a decent wage to go, I'm going to work unpaid in some bakery to learn something for a month is like a kind of an all in big step.
Totally.
Pretty brave. So good on you, Kate.
You do love to see that.
Yeah.
My love to see it is a bit different.
Okay. It's car seat covers.
Actually, yeah. Amazon, $40. At Dan White on Twitter posted this just before Christmas and it fucking made me shit. It was so funny. Tried to use the Shutterfly mobile app. So Shutterfly is like, in America, it's like a bit like Vistaprint. So yes, you just send your thing through and they'll just print 500 for you.
Yep.
And it was to do their Christmas cards. So you know how in America it's a big thing, take the big family photo, get them all printed, and then you just write, to Ryan, love Tony, Merry Christmas.
Oh, it's been a big year on the Lodge House.
Yeah, you know, kind of thing.
Yep.
Trying to use the Shutterfly mobile app to design my Christmas cards. Accidentally selected the wrong photo from my camera roll, so now I have 90 of these. And obviously, Dan had not long had an X-ray done.
His teeth done.
And so it's literally Merry Christmas from the Whites, but it's just a big X-ray
of his teeth.
Of his skull. Well,
but when it says from the Whites, like from the pearly Whites?
Yeah. It's so morbid, though. It's
yeah,
like
it looks
the
great.
creepiest thing I've ever seen.
I hope 2023 brings you lots of smiles. A big grin from our family to yours.
Hope you have an X-rated New Year.
Say g'day to this X-ray. Could you imagine
boning my wife for Christmas?
Do you think
Merry X-raymas?
Do you reckon that that would happen often?
It must do.
Yeah.
Because you've, like, even, like, I've done Instagram posts, right, where you do, you know how you have to select lots and they don't all kind of come up together.
Yeah.
And you're so fucking sick of it by the end. And I've uploaded three of the same photo in, like, a carousel.
Yeah.
So, like, if that happens.
We noticed.
Yeah, I know, because I've done it a few times.
And then, Tony, you've posted the same thing. I fucking know.
And you go, I know, but can't take it back down and it doesn't matter. So I just can only imagine how many, that like, at Shutterfly, right, the people that are, like, packing the cards, they go, fuck, they picked the wrong photo.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
How many fucking dick pics do you reckon
that's what I was thinking. When you was like, check out this photo, I was like, oh, God.
Merry Titmus.
But the fact that you've then got 90 of them,
do you reprint them?
Or do you just go, well, I've paid the fucking $25?
Well, that's the thing, because most people, you
send
know,
them.
And because everyone does shit last minute. So, you know, they probably go, well, I don't have time to reprint them.
You know, there's always the, if you haven't sent your Christmas mail by December 19, it won't make it there by January. Well, it's midday on the 18th. I've got 100 dragon teeth
picks.
Exactly.
Yeah. All I've got are these X-rays.
These X-rays. See you later. To be fair, they're the cheapest X-rays going around. Have you paid for an X-ray recently?
No.
Oh, my God. Getting those printed. Well, if you go to the right place.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wait like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Universal healthcare.
Yeah. You know what
but Dan, I think he's in America, so it probably cost him $1,000.
Yeah. Well, you got to get your money's worth.
Yeah. You can do it once you might.
I paid $1,000 for these X-rays.
Yeah,
I'm
going to get my money's worth.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, Normal or Nah is back. And also, I was put in charge of doing some food shopping.
Yeah. Drama at the shops.
Fucking hell. I've uncovered a grocery scandal.
What?
We're being fucking had.
More on that tomorrow.
They've been saying stuff and I just walked in and was like, well, that's obviously not true.
What?
Tomorrow. You're being conned and I know you've had this product. Yeah.
I'm being hooked through.
Yeah. It's fucking outrageous.
All right.
Well, what was more, I don't want to go too far, but what's more outrageous is their defiance that they were right.
You hate that.
I do hate that.
Ooh.
A standoff at Paran Market. Christmas
at
Eve.
At Paran Market?
Yep.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I fucking, yeah.
Okay. All right. It's okay. Safe space. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Love you. Bye.